Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Bloomberg broke a story overnight. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani turned down a meeting with President Donald Trump at the United Nations in New York in September, one day after Trump's speech, which took a very hard line on Iran.
Washington is on edge this morning. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is almost certain to unveil an indictment today. This comes amid a very busy week for President Trump. Republicans are planning to unveil their top legislative priority, tax reform legislation. He's also expected to announce his decision for Federal Reserve Chair, a decision Wall Street is watching closely. And Trump is leaving for Asia amid heightened fears of a nuclear North Korea.
Tim Alberta has a must-read Politico magazine profile piece on John Boehner. Alberta emailed us that he spoke to Boehner at Alberto's, the former speaker's favorite restaurant on Capitol Hill, and convinced him to let them spend some time together. He spent 4 months with Boehner with 18 hours on the record. To give you a sense of Boehner's attitude, when an aide tried to figure out the logistics for Tim and Boehner to communicate, Boehner grunted, quote, "You fucking guys still trying to manage me. Don't you get it? I don't want to be managed anymore."
The Wall Street Journal's Rich Rubin breaks down the state of play on tax reform this morning. The three possible scenarios he sees: a rousing victory for Republicans, a scaled-back compromise, or simply collapse. He puts it at even odds for any of those scenarios to happen right now. For your situational awareness, there are 20 days with both chambers in session before government funding expires on December 8th. Jake and I are going to be sitting down Friday at noon with Kevin Brady, the chairman of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee, to discuss the Republicans' tax plan. The event will be at the museum. We'd love to have you join us. You can sign up online.
The New York Times has a piece this morning about how Russia is increasingly using oil as a geopolitical tool. The paper is reporting that the country is also making strategic loans to countries like Venezuela. Susan Glasser has a new podcast up interviewing former Intel chief James Clapper, who says Trump is dead wrong on Russian interference in America's election.
The Washington Post has a story up on Puerto Rico moving to cancel its $300 million contract with Whitefish Energy to repair the electric grid. And MSNBC's Casey Hunt has an interview with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, where he says he isn't sure Trump will run for re-election.
Trump is meeting separately with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis today. He'll have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Tonight, he and the First Lady will participate in Halloween at the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.